Brilliance Audio presents Widowish by Melissa Gould, performed by Rachel Botchin. 1. Make him better. Your husband is critically ill, said a doctor in the cold hub of the ICU. There were three of them in their white coats, refusing to look me in the eye. Behind me, past a closed curtain, Joel lay in his hospital bed, his dark hair slightly disheveled, his green eyes closed, wearing nothing but a hospital gown. He was hooked up to an IV surrounded by tubes and wires. Here, at the active nurse's station, phones were ringing. I sensed information being exchanged about patients all around us, but all I wanted was clarity about my husband's condition. "What exactly are you telling me?" I asked. "We have a 13-year-old daughter. I don't understand what you're saying." The infectious disease doctor, who days earlier had examined Joel from head to toe, looking for a bite or a welt or something that might indicate the reason for Joel's illness, but had found none, said, "Joel is gravely ill." Gravely? A second ago, he had said critically. I didn't understand what was happening. It had been 3 days since Joel was alert and awake. 3 days since my husband walked into the emergency room because of the flu-like symptoms that had been plaguing him for nearly a week. I felt a sense of urgency. Joel's health had rapidly declined since the hospital admitted him, yet no one seemed to have a clue as to why. I had experience with Joel being ill. He had been battling multiple sclerosis for a few years, but MS is not a disease people die from. It's a quality-of-life disease that can cause problems with balance, muscle control, and other bodily functions, but it does not typically leave a person in the hospital, non-communicative and non-responsive. When I had arrived at the hospital that morning, I expected the doctors to share some positive or at least conclusive news with me. An explanation why Joel was so sick and what would make him better. A course of treatment. I thought the latest MRI or the various specialists conversing with one another would give me, some definitive action to take that would help Joel recover from this mysterious illness that landed him in the ICU. Instead, the doctors had me reeling with fear and uncertainty. If Joel was critically...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?